Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Thank you so much for joining us for your SmackDown post show. It is the go home, my goodness, to SummerSlam already, and we have a lot to talk about with tonight's episode. So please leave a thumbs up on this video. Get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats at humperchats.com. Sean is going to have scoops galore coming out of SummerSlam. He is there doing some interviews, some great interviews that already got posted, some more that are going to be coming out soon. But he is in Cleveland. God bless him for going to Cleveland. But SummerSlam, SmackDown, here we are. Wasn't my favorite episode. Wasn't the worst. But what did you kind of think overall tonight?
That middle was long.
Yes.
They gave that Andrade match like 16 hours, which is okay because obviously, you know, you kind of knew the end was not going to be. From what it looked like, that last match was like a minute and a half long. So,
yeah.
other than that, very go-homey, as we like to say here whenever we have a go-home episode of WWE SmackDown.
It is very go-homey, but we're going to get into all of that and more in asking you to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We'll also remind you of the Fightful Select Discord as well. Yeah. You can hang out with like nice normal people that want to hang out and talk about wrestling. Don't have to deal with as many weirdos. You're also this weekend. We have so much coming up for you. No Collision post show, but we do have the SummerSlam post show that's going to be hosted by Reg and Phil. You'll also have me and Alex Pulowski doing a post show on Fightful Select. So another reason to subscribe if you want to hang out with me and Alex. But before we dive into anything, I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that we have for this show running throughout the weekend, running throughout the week, really. Swag Golf Company. Man, they have some really, really cool stuff in general. They do golf club heads that are all these really unique and fresh designs. Golf is trying to become a more accessible game for people. They're trying to make it more fun with some really fun golf club heads, and they have really cool WWE licensed ones. They are doing an NWO drop, and I have pictures of the product to show you guys. This stuff is so rad, and what's awesome is they operate off of a lottery system too. So there's a finite number that you guys can get. This lottery is opening tomorrow, and it runs throughout the week, I think until Wednesday. So be sure to check them out. Follow them at Swag Golf Co. on social media. Head over to swag.golf to check out their website. They do all sorts of really cool stuff too. They do other sports teams, other fandoms, original designs. All their artwork is done in-house. Let me give you a sample of what they've got coming out this weekend, because we've got some really amazing Hollywood Hogan designs here. Beautiful. They do club heads, blade mallets, you name it. Really, really cool stuff. There's some other NWO stuff coming down the pipe, but this weekend you're getting Hollywood Hogan designs, such like a catalyst for so many people's best wrestling memories. I always feel like jealous of people that have these nostalgia moments because I started watching later, but I know like this for some people is just like the penultimate. So makes an awesome gift, makes awesome stuff for yourself, but they're sponsoring us this weekend. Go show them some love on social media. Get in the know about this lottery. We're going to have more information for you all weekend about this. This is a hot one, you guys. Like, I love what they do. Check out their other designs on their website. Let them know you found out about them through us, because this is some cool, cool stuff. I know I sound like a little QVC about it, but I'm genuinely so pumped.
You got to show the hands when you're QVCing it. You know what I'm saying? There it is. Look at those hands. Along with her bags, she has beautiful hands.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But they are our exclusive partner this weekend for anything golf apparel related. Check them out. Really, really cool stuff. Sick, sick, sick designs. And there's more to come. So keep an eye out on what's coming out. Keep an eye out on this all weekend. We'll have more information for you about when that lottery opens and what you can expect. But let them know you found out about them through us. We're so excited to have them on board. More excited about that than some of this episode, to be honest. But we're going to get into all that. Jay Miller says, jobbing DIY in Cleveland is dirty work. Is Vince back? Yeah. I get why this happened for the story, but you know I love DIY. Those are my boys. Oh, I love Johnny Gargano. Man. I'm not mad about the way it happened tonight. I'm more mad that the reign was so short because it took forever to get the titles on them. Mm-hmm. So that's a bummer, but Anthony Velasquez saying the same thing. DIY were champs for 2 weeks. What a waste. They should have just kept the titles on Theory and Waller and had them put over the bloodline. I think because of the type of wrestlers that Gargano and Ciampa are, it has some more cachet because there's like this dissension story that happened with Theory and Waller, right? This is like work rate guys who are a unified team. Plus it being in Gargano's hometown, Bloodline's going to get extra massive heat. But that's kind of what we closed the show with, was that exact thing. We had that angle. Let's talk about that first, since that's what everybody wants to talk about here. A really, really good match. DIY losing. Jacob Fatu continues to show out every time he's in the ring. Really fun match. Really good stuff. It doesn't feel like, to me, the splitting of the tag titles and the reestablishing them and the presentation and all that really has cemented itself. Like, it does feel once again like these titles are a prop in the Bloodline story. We didn't really need to split things up to do that, did we? Like, that's what happened already with the Usos. So feels like we're kind of just going back to that. But it's a bummer to me, because I get why this has to happen. I think it sets up some really interesting possibilities for tomorrow. I think it almost guarantees that Roman Reigns is going to be in that main event with Solo and Cody. But it sucks for the other half of it. I understand the wrestling sense it makes. It just took them so long to give DIY anything to really properly do that I'm bummed at how much of a lack of a reign we got from them. But great main event. What did you think of kind of what closed the show tonight before we go back to to looping it up chronologically here. What were your thoughts?
I went into this this week. You know, I was talking behind the scenes with Freddie and Jeff. Anytime someone goes into their hometown as a champion, it's always a high percentage chance that you don't come back out as a champion. And tonight proved that so much. Do I feel like the reign was a little short? Yeah, obviously. But it could set up for a nice feud here going into, you know, the future here of where WWE is going. You know, they're what, a month away from going into USA, so a lot of changes happening. And with that, you know, you might see a change in attitude in the programming, right? Like today they were blacking things out at the entranceway, if you noticed, and the censoring issue. So there might be a change in things to come, and I would say just let them cook. Bloodline is very hot, so everything's going to go towards Bloodline, absolutely everything.
Bad Robot, always so supportive of us. I love Bad Robot.
Thank you.
He's not even that bad, to be honest. But hello, he's favorite post bad. Show. I'm glad the tag titles are back to being props in the Bloodline story. That's exactly what I was saying.
There we go.
I hope Knight squashes that moron in seconds. Top tier tweets tonight, Kate. And all the love, Alex. I kind of went off. And I'll do it again because I've got no love for Logan Paul. But we appreciate the chat. Feel free to get in those super chats if there's anything you want to talk about SummerSlam wise as well. Since it's kind of a thinner show tonight, let's do some rec spec. Okay, we had
at least the show's thin. I'll get there.
We did have a prediction show with Stephanie Chase on this channel. A Fightful Select. There's also a pre-show tomorrow. That's hosted by Rob Wilkins. It's a great time. He's a coward for not doing a 3-hour pre-show. I will maintain that.
Coward.
Like, come on, man. But what are you expecting tomorrow? Do you expect that Roman costs Solo? Do you expect that Solo wins and Roman shows up after and Cody has to win it back down the line? Like, where are your thoughts about tomorrow's main event and who you're expecting to return? Is it just Roman? Is it The Rock and Roman? Are we having more people from Japan show up here, right? Like, what are we doing with this main event tomorrow? I'm intrigued to see where this goes. I think there's a real possibility you get Roman. I think there's a real possibility you get The Rock. Hikuleo is an interesting one to see if that is the right spot for him, but there's a lot of ways they could go with this, man. I think we know we're headed into Survivor Series as Bloodline versus Bloodline War, probably. Mm-hmm. How we get there is interesting. What do you think?
The Rock and Roman connection, maybe? I don't know. We'll see what happens, but
The Rock and Roman connection is
the
great.
Rock and Roman convention, brother. I do think that it's been too long, so Roman's definitely showing up. You're going to have to start
saying too long. He defended his title like once every 6 months, but
it's
agree
been
with
too
you.
Long. We need to have him back on TV. I mean, people are clamoring for him and crying at the entranceway of every arena looking for Roman. It'll be a nuclear explosion in Cleveland tomorrow. If this does happen, you might feel a seismic earthquake. The earth will shift because they're going to go wild for him. How this happens and who joins him is up to what they do. I don't want to speculate on that because he could very well just be the center focus of this return, right? It'll be cool if you do have him come out and then all of a sudden him armchair quarterbacking right now. The new bloodline is like, all right, you want to come in here? Come. You're feeling froggy? Jump, bro. And then you hear, boom, the final boss theme come out. And then things are really going to go crazy, right? So it's going to be a fun night tomorrow. It feels like SummerSlam of past, of yesteryear, because that's what I remember what SummerSlam was like. It was my favorite one out of all the pay-per-views over WrestleMania.
Ooh, okay.
Because, you know, it meant like it was the end. To me, it was the end. I knew school was starting a month later.
Yeah.
The end of the summer. Summerween is here. Like, I just felt it all. It was in my body. You know, and here we are feeling it again. That feeling that I felt when I was 13, 14, 15 years old. It's here for tomorrow.
I love love that. I love that you have that attachment to this particular pay-per-view. It does feel like much more of a blockbuster than some of recent years, so I am excited for that.
And it's and the biggest party of the summer, Kate. I don't know if you freaking knew that, man.
Hot scoop. It's the Scoobity biggest party of the summer.
With the clavicles, baby. Let's go.
That's what's up. But I agree with you. I actually think the Rock and Roman challenging for the tag titles is such a fun way for them to be aligned with Cody, but not like at Cody's assistance all the time. Like, it doesn't need to be Cody and friends again. We already saw that with that story against Judgment Day last year. The idea that the Rock and Roman are on the same side of things, they're going to go after, I think sets up some really fun possibilities and also allows for the Rock or Roman to turn on each other later. Let's get to that match finally without the title and without Cody winning Royal Rumble like a couple weeks before. It's not that we didn't want that match. It's that we didn't want it that way and at that place. But let's still do that match. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it. Will says, I need to see Oba versus Jacob at some point. I am in agreement with you. Oba versus Gunther is the one for me. If you're not familiar with who Oba is, he is an NXT talent and he is he's the next big thing, man. He is so full of charisma. He literally can shot put couches. I say that and you're like, oh, No, they did vignettes where this guy could shot put a couch. He's freakishly strong. He's picked up on this business very quickly. He's going to be a generational talent, I think. I know that phrase gets thrown around a lot, but within WWE, I think like next up kind of guy, he's the one. Well, let's get into the rest of this show. We kind of loop back and forth right here. We get this Cody and Solo face-to-face segment to open it. So we get to keep talking about the bloodline a little bit here. Commentary introducing a couple of title matches before Cody enters the ring. Wants to know what they want to talk about, who they want to talk about. He gets Solo Sikoa's name in his mouth. Calls him out. Solo Sikoa joins him in the ring and the crowd is off to the races with the Roman chants as Solo acknowledges them here. Cody compares him and Solo and calls him the younger brother, which I liked in this. It talks about Solo's kind of journey into wrestling before he's interrupted by Solo Sikoa. And he accuses Cody of wasting time. And then I loved it so much. I feel like people are way too hard on Solo. I think he's actually really good on the mic.
He just the way he stopped them from talking. You're wasting my time, bro.
And I love it because I feel like Cody is very flowery and verbose, and that works for a lot of people. And sometimes it works for me. Not always. And I love that he was like, SummerSlam's tomorrow, let's get to business. But we find out that Solo challenges Cody to a bloodline rules match. In case you had any doubt that Roman Reigns and The Rock were showing up tomorrow. There you go. But Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga, and Tongaloa appear. I really think Hikuleo is going to come back on the heel side. But Cody accepts the challenge, knowing it might not be wise because baby faces are stupid. Solo threatens to... Yeah, they are in this presentation. It drives me crazy. It also drives me crazy. It actually drives me more crazy. They've kind of straightened it out in AEW, but when Swerve had two angles in a row where he didn't see someone coming from behind to attack him, I was like, that guy is street smart. There's no way Swerve shouldn't see things coming like that. Cody is a little bit too, in my opinion, he's presented as like, I trust everyone all the time until you prove me wrong. So a little bit more forgiving on this one, but Solo goes to attack, but then decides, hey, we're going to wait till tomorrow for that. And there's not really a physical altercation here, but commentary kind of noting Cody is predictable in these sort of things and questioning whether Solo has the authority really to live up to Roman's legacy in a way here. But kind of a typical opener, but it's one that the crowd was hot for. It's one that I think we all kind of like know what's coming. So even though this is a little bit more standard and I think Cody's programs need a little bit more juice, this one just has so much anticipation about what's to come that I kind of stomached it a lot better. What did you think of what we got out of this?
I was happy to see Solo kind of take that role of like, you know, the heel who is just tired of Cody in general, just talking and talking and the same freaking spiel every single time he's out there. It's like verbatim. Like, you could hear it over and over again. You literally have this promo in your head. You're just installing the new town and installing different verbiage into it. That is it. And like, it's like, but long form is the same thing. That's what I want to see. Because if you're going to have Solo now go into a huge bout with his cousin, we need to believe that he is a badass.
Yes.
He can't, because the thing is, Roman is such a empowering figure now. He is. He's been built to be this wrestling god. That Solo, when you look at him, you know, smaller in stature, like kind of reserved to himself. Now he's starting to come out of that show. He's like, who the F are you, right?
Yeah.
Like, why are you talking to me? So very good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Like you said, it was the same old dog and pony show, right? But seeing Solo stand up for himself and Solo kind of just like, hey, you know, we're going to do Bloodline rules. Is this what you want, bro? I'm going to give it to you. That was really cool. It's about time we see that Solo come out.
Yeah, I feel like it was a segment that he needed more than Cody needed in a way. But
yes, yes.
We've got some more love coming in from you guys. Get in those super chats and humper chats if you would be so kind. But me, Norma, saying this is a collarbone free po show. Oh, we've got collarbone for you, but we
got color, baby. Hold on.
Let's go.
look.
Now let's crank, says Meat Normus. I didn't watch the show, but I'll be in the chat for anybody who has meat-related queries. There was a wrestler on ROH whose name is Beef, and the first thing I thought of was Meat Normus. Like, I didn't think of, like, oh, this wrestler is great, or, oh, he has great comedic timing in the segment. I was like, oh, this guy's made for Meat Normus, because he is so supportive of us, and he is meat.
The fact I haven't heard that specific name in any other context, in any other type of entertainment... It's pretty
watch ROH.com, baby. It's paywalled. I'll tell you what. Will saying, I think The Rock is the higher power of the new bloodline because they have to pay off the tease of Rock and Cody and Randy.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it happens here. I think in the Survivor Series match, Roman gets turned on by The Rock. Wow.
Whoa, easy killer.
I think The Rock turns on Roman. So I think that's the long play. I don't think we get that here, but do you have any fun, like, off the wall conspiracy theory bookings for tomorrow?
I mean, mine are not really any conspiracy. I haven't really thought about it that way. I've only been thinking about the sense of, like, you know, who's coming back and how enormous of a night it will be. But not really any like, a little off topic here. I'm about to, Twitter's been a lot of conspiracy talk.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Oh, I've been trying to stay away from conspiracy talks and thinking.
That is fair. I mean, Jesse Ventura just came back on Monday. Like, he is the host of Conspiracy Theory, man.
Can I just say something? I saw that picture come up on him. I'm home, back home, home, right? Because that's the home, hashtag home. I'm like, all I wrote was, isn't he ... And I left it blank. And I was just like, don't go there, Alex. Just, not tonight.
We're just going to let that one sit there.
We're just going to
stuff that way aside.
Home.
Ricardo says, hi, Miss Kate. Hi, Cardoza.
Hey, hey, hey.
Love you all. Well, we love you too. Thank you so much for the love and support.
Love you.
Ricardo's always great to us too. We have so many loyal people here. It's awesome.
Yo, for real. Yo, Friday nights. Can I just say something? The Friday night crew here that you guys hang out with us on Fridays and show us love and shower with me with pennies. I really love you guys. And like, it's so amazing, right? I feel like I should be on a pole stripping for you guys in the background too. Throw those super chats and dollars, baby.
Throwing bills at you. But you tweeted the other day, and I think of this all the time. Like, I can't believe I get paid to talk about wrestling. Like, it is a dream. Yes. And then we get to hang out with cool people here. And we have Luis throwing out the people who suck, which makes it like a trifecta of awesome things, because wrestling
and the fact that it follows me, like I do, you know, I'm on threads and I'm talking about certain things, and I see now that spilling over where the people here are like, I love you, you know, love you on Friday nights with Kate. And I'm like, that touches my heart.
We get a lot of BS, so it's really nice when people are nice to us.
Yeah.
DNC Digital said, would you rather have Gunther go into Bash as champion or have him win the title there? Something tells me Priest wins, especially because I don't know who they would book against Gunther to win. I think you get some sort of non-finish, some sort of DQ, some sort of something, so that the rematch is warranted without Gunther having to take a loss and with your champion still staying strong in a sense, so that maybe Finn Balor comes in and causes some sort of issue, or maybe Liv Morgan comes in or Rhea makes her presence known or whatever, like something happens there to cause some sort of disqualification that warrants a rematch in Bash in Berlin. So to answer your question, I would have Gunther win at Bash in Berlin. Do you have any thoughts on that? Do you think Damian Priest just retains here and then they do a match at Bash in Berlin, or do you see Gunther going over and defending at Bash in Berlin?
I would actually like him a lot more going into Berlin, as it just would feel, the episode would feel so much bigger, the pay-per-view PLE, just like him coming in, like defending it. It could be a rematch against him, it could be whoever, you know. But yeah, I don't know, I would really like to see. Sometimes I want triggers to be pulled, and this is the time for it, because Gunther is just so cool, man.
He is. And having him win on a big deal pay-per-view, I don't hate that idea either.
Yeah.
If I were booking it, I would have him win at SummerSlam. I think their math tells us maybe otherwise. But Will said Cody calling Jacob a stupid bitch popped me. Gotta love a good stupid bitch call out. It's not as good as your brain is so empty they're going to set up a spirit Halloween there, but we're going to talk about that all shortly. Hey, you know how a couple weeks ago I said, I can't say like, I don't miss because I sound stupid or whatever.
Sure. Like
Carmelo Hayes. I also can't say like that hooped, but I'm going to say it because Carmelo and Andrade hooped.
She said that to me just to let everyone know.
Don't sell me out.
And I said, we are completely changing the show. We're now doing NBA primetime.
And I said, I want Round Bell Rock, if that's the case.
We're going to cover the NBA on FIFA from now on.
Oh my gosh, Jeremy would be so jealous of us. But Andrade and Carmelo tearing it up again. This match was so awesome. Easily match of the night. Like, I loved what we got here. This ending sequence is so good, with Hayes going for the code breaker, but Andrade reversing it into the figure four, I thought was awesome. And Hayes pulls himself to the ropes for the break. You get a super kick from Hayes and another one, because that's the only thing. Like, it would have been nice if he sold the legwork a little bit, but he goes up top, misses the nothing but net, and they trade roll-ups with Andrade winning. This match was so good, man. But why the hell is Carmelo Hayes losing again? Like, I feel like the plan is LA Knight wins tomorrow. If that wasn't the plan, I certainly think it is now in the past 48 hours, but I figured that was always the plan anyway. And we have all this history now with LA Knight and Carmelo, and I thought Carmelo would be the next challenger up. Don't you want that guy winning going into that story? Like, shouldn't that guy be riding a hot streak so that he's worthy of title contention on the way? I don't get it. I don't get why you're doing this to a first round draft pick that you made such a big deal out of. He shows out in every match he's got. He hasn't been involved in a proper feud. He's had the stuff with LA Knight kind of in the background. He's now had a couple of matches with Andrade, but like, this guy is like future WWE main eventer material. Bron Breakker is like entrenched. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I was kind of thinking that Carmelo would be entrenched in the same way on the SmackDown side, and that just isn't what we're getting. Hopefully LA Knight wins. Carmelo is the challenger. Great way to start that off. But it's just so odd to me that you wouldn't want Carmelo winning going into that. What did you think of this match, and where do you see the booking going? Because I'm confused. I love Andrade winning, but what are we doing with Melo?
I feel like right now Carmelo is just finding himself. There are going to be, you know, sometimes losses means that you're going to win in a certain way, right? Like, you just add these up, and eventually he's going to come out on top in a big, big way. So maybe this is where they're trending. Like, hey, trust us. This is what's going to happen, and this is where you're going. You know, they went to, I call it going to the well, right? Because they went back to these two again, which they play against each other really, really, really
incredible
good on television.
Chemistry.
I mean,
incredible
God, damn. So for me, it was just like, all right, I'm like I told you before, it was like 46 minutes long. I don't mind it. Let them fight. You know, they had it was like poetry emotion in the friggin' ring. They were so good. So yeah, I'll give it a little bit of time. If we see Carmelo not jump out of this funk, I'm going to get worried, because I feel like with him, they're going to see him as a boxed in wrestler to a certain spot. We know this. This has been said before. Wrestlers have said it. Once you're penciled in and boxed in somewhere, that's where you're going to be. But the difference is, like with Bron Breakker, he's been shot to the moon.
Yeah. I feel like I agree with you that these losses could pay off. If they had built up Andrade first, I would have way less of a problem with this. But it's not like he's facing someone that was riding some win streak at losing. So it's like, even if he overcomes Andrade, it's like, it's kind of not that big of a deal, because he's just the speed champion, right? I think he's still the speed champion.
The speed, yes. Speed.
Vicky,
I watch it every Wednesday on Twitter. Hey, Vicky.
Hello.
I thought you were going to say you watch it every Wednesday on Speed, but Vicky says, hello, Kate. Hi, Kate and Alexis.
I watch
Cash for you.
I need to be on Speed if I'm going to watch that.
Just to keep up with the 3 minutes. Yeah. My God.
Talking about 3 minutes.
I don't have a Bluetooth.
Oh, I tried. I'm sorry, everyone. This is the third week in a row that I'm just a piece of crap.
You are not a piece of crap. You were just errant about who our sponsors are.
Well, I'm just going to take the Blue Chew anyway while we're on air.
Well, let's not do that so much. But if I wanted to place a bet on whether you needed Blue Chew, I would know where to go.
I want to talk to you guys about our great partner at BetOnline.ag. Yes, the place that lets you bet on pro wrestling. We've gotten our pro wrestling betting odds from them for years, well before we even worked with them. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about them. They got the earliest lines, the fastest payout, the industry best bonuses. They've been trusted for 25 plus years because of their safe and secure environment and their quick payouts. But you can bet on pro wrestling. How cool is that? If you think you know more than anybody, go ahead and look at those odds. The same ones you've seen on Fightful for years. You might see one that sticks out to you and you go, wait a second. There's no way that person's going to win. Why are they an underdog? Make yourself some money. BetOnline.ag. And hey, it doesn't stop there. Whatever sports you want, they got you covered. Popular games like blackjack and roulette, Supernova, Skyward, all that stuff. BetOnline.ag. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can at BetOnline.ag.
And when I think about it, don't bet on me needing to blue shoe, damn it.
Okay. So maybe that's not one of the things that you can bet on BetOnline.ag. It might not be that specific, but I will tell you, you can bet on wrestling, which is super cool. And there's plenty more things that you can bet on it. It's not just sports related. There's a lot of very fun, like silly prop bets that happen on BetOnline too. All of our odds are on there. Anytime that we've called out an underdog, we've got a good little record. I think it was like 14 out of 15 of underdogs have been good bets. So there you go. Go to BetOnline.ag and get those bets. And please support them. They're so supportive of us. They're one of our most invested sponsors in the Fightful brand. So tell them you found out about them through us, just like I asked you to do with Swag Co. or Swag Golf Co. Please tell them our sponsors you love them and that you found out about them.
Yes.
I'm asking a lot of favors of you. I'm asking you to leave thumbs up. I'm asking you to support our sponsors. Telling you to go to Fightful Select. Sorry for the weekend task list, but we move along here. Santos Escobar kind of says in a brief promo that he's going to rebound from what happened last week in his match against Apollo Crews. And I said, probably, because you're facing Apollo Crews and he's been not really built into anything. This match lasted 3 minutes and 33 seconds, so make a wish. And he wins with the Phantom Driver here. He's another one. We're going to talk about the mid-card title in a moment here.
Yeah.
He's another one that he needs to be lined up for a really great defense or series of defenses if he's not the guy to win it at the end of LA Knight's reign. I would love for heel Santos to beat LA Knight maybe at like Royal Rumble. I don't know if LA Knight needs a super long title reign. They could hot potato it back and forth a little bit. I would be fine with that. But Santos Escobar has been doing nothing but great work. They had nothing lined up for him after the brand's shakeup after the draft again. But nice to see him winning here. Nice to see that he's still featured. Like, there's two struggles I feel like in WWE. And one is, am I getting TV time? And two is, what is the value of that TV time? He's nailed the first one. They need to line up the latter, but not much to say about this. You had both Crews at ringside. So you had Baron Corbin out there with Apollo Crews. So that alliance and tag team seems to be continuing to move along here. Any thoughts on this?
Just good to see my man on television doing some meaningful things. You know, it's just, I continue to say it. And it sounded like he had a little bit of a little piss and vinegar in him today. Like, he was upset about the fact that the family has been let down, you know? No one's winning. Things haven't been moving and grooving for him, for Santos. So I'm glad to see him on television. And, you know, a little later, too, like, I'll let you guys know, man, he has a nice little project that I helped set up for him. So you guys get ready for that.
Sorry, I'm having headphone issues over here, so we're going to do
a lot of... How dare you? If you guys want to bet on if her headphones are going to work.
But we're going to do our best with it. But I'm excited for this little project that you are referring to. But some good stuff there. I want to see Santos Escobar lined up for something. And as I'm trying to play this beauty game, we move on to this Logan Paul segment, which Alexa said he didn't want to review because he doesn't want to talk about Logan Paul, to which I say, I get it, but it is our responsibility of the post show to review it. So I will give you my thoughts on the segment and I will recap it. And then I will also tell you my opinion on things.
I mean, I can give you an opinion if you really need it. I'm a professional. I can separate my personal feelings from what we're doing here. So,
I wouldn't blame you if you didn't want to, because some things are way bigger than wrestling. But let's talk about this, because I also thought the segment kind of sucked, to be honest. listen, he's an athletic dude with mediocre at best ring psychology. I don't get what this promo was. He comes out. He says he's not going to lose in his hometown. He is Cleveland. And then immediately says, JK, I got out of Cleveland. I became something. Like, I escaped this place, basically. I didn't get that at all. He's really doesn't say a whole heck of a lot here. He doesn't say really a ton about LA Knights. The crowd is not like a hometown crowd, which is actually good because he's the heel. So good job, Cleveland. But LA Knight interrupts him just as his banner is dropping from the rafters. And it's a picture of Logan Paul. And it just says, yeah, across the front of it, which was good. And Logan Paul getting interrupted by LA Knight was the best thing that could have happened to either of them. There's a really fun interaction with Pretty Deadly, who is still pushing this musical that they're going to have in New York, which I'm excited about. But the big line in this is he says Logan Paul's head is so empty that he's going to put a Spirit Halloween in there, which as an enthusiast of Halloween, I'm sure popped you, but also what a fantastic line. I loved that. That was one of my favorite promo lines I've ever heard. But what did you think of the segment?
As I mentioned before, I'm separating the two. So with that being said, he's been doing a really good job of promos up until today. I felt like today's promo was heavily, heavily, heavily scripted for him. It did not sound like the normal Logan Paul. It sounded like the very first couple of promos when he used to come out and just make fun of people and just like blabber. That's what today felt like, right? It felt very awkward. It didn't feel fluid like it was in the past. Obviously, LA Knight came out. He kind of saved it. Actually, he did save it. The whole segment of him walking backstage, him just kind of like talking down at him. It really, his felt way more natural than whatever he was saying. Even when he's running to get the Prime truck, and then afterwards when he's talking to Nick Aldis, it didn't click for me. It didn't feel like, it felt like just basically like, hey, watch the crowd, watch what you're saying, because today's going to be hot for you out there, you know? So just follow these guidelines and just read word for word what you got to do out there. By the way, shout out to Nick Aldis, who's every time he's in the ring, he's in the goddamn corner looking sly as hell, always leaning in the turnbuckle. If you watch every single time Nick Aldis is out there and there's something going on in the ring, he's always like 007 chilling in the back, waiting for the girl to come by to pick him up. In the corner, just looking so good, man. Looking so good.
But your girl is Mickie James. Hell yeah. But
oh man, yeah.
I would also say what I love about Nick Aldis's presentation is that he's smart. Like everything about him is a step ahead of a lot of the talent. He comes across as intelligent in the way he moves and delivers things. He enforces the rules that are given. My complaint about Adam Pearce is he's like, listen, Drew, buddy, you were mean to a referee, so we have to extend your suspension. But I came to terms with the serial killers that have been walking around here, and they're fine. They got signed. Like, that is weird. Here on SmackDown, things make a lot more sense, and I really appreciate that. I agree with you. With Logan Paul, it was almost like he was detached from the fact that this feud has been building for months. Like, he did kind of come out and do his same old shtick instead of leaning into, like, the bro, you broke into my house and you peed in my pool as confirmed by Fightful. Like, he didn't say, no, I didn't. So I'm just saying, but yeah. And you know what? Like, I'm very thankful that here I have room to say things that I feel like I have a responsibility to say. And I've just been very tired of this pattern of behavior with Logan Paul. There are mistakes you make when you're young and stupid, and I made plenty of them myself. There are things that I would never say again. There are things that I would never do again that I said and did in my early 20s or whatever, right? But when you have what happened in Japan, which I'm not even going to say the words about, when you have him using Puerto Rico for a tax loophole and saying Bad Bunny did the same thing when he's from there and gave back to victim relief, when you have him having this crypto scam that has not been resolved and marketing caffeine to children, like, these are not isolated incidents, and he's not 19 anymore. I'm so sick of this. And then after this weekend, I was like, you know what? They always say the best characters are yourself turned up to 11, and Logan's been presented as an asshole who isn't concerned with taking his pride in his work and having an integrity and just chasing internet clout. This weekend, he stirred up hate that will follow an Olympic women's boxer for the rest of her life because he was too careless to use Google and referred to her literally as pure evil. And he rectified this by tweeting oopsies and holding an internet poll. That's just so unbelievably unacceptable. She is from a country where being trans is illegal. That is going to follow her for the rest of her freaking life. And he can't even use the phrase, I'm sorry. Like, I got nothing for this guy. Part of why I hated the segment so much, I'm sure, is because I was watching through a filter of being frustrated and annoyed and kind of enraged. And I'm very thankful that I get to work somewhere that says wrestling is for everyone, Fightful is for everyone. There are certainly nuanced discussions that I'm certainly not qualified to be weighing in on about like trans representation in sports. I'm sure there are biological advantages and disadvantages. I'm not leading that discussion. Logan Paul sure as hell shouldn't be leading that discussion. And he sure as hell shouldn't be stirring up hate in the trans community at all, especially when the person wasn't even trans and was representing a country where it's illegal. And then to say oopsies as your freaking apology is asinine and unacceptable. I'm sorry. That's like rant done. But like, I felt like I should come out here and say that because I think it's a load of crap. And I can't let that go unchecked because guess what's more important than wrestling? People's safety. Like general safety of people in the world. General safety of women in the world. Especially humanity. Women of color. And it seems like, by the way, all of the women who get misgendered as being trans that are actually just like cisgendered women or were born women or however you want to say, like I've seen 4 instances and all of them are Black. So if you still think that Black women are not the most vulnerable population in the world, I don't know what to tell you, but we will move the frick on. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. That didn't make me happy, but I will tell you what makes me happy. I'm going to take a little ad break and come down here, but I am happy about our sponsors. I am thankful for our sponsors. I am thankful that we have all this wrestling. We have all these amazing pay-per-views, and I'm thankful that there's one really great way to watch them. If maybe the finances of them are catching up to you a little bit, and maybe you just need to be in a different country to...
I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you.
We move along to happier things. Meet Normus. In the spirit of not bullying people, even bullies, I'm not going to pull up your chat, but I see you and I hear you. And if I'm not pulling it up, a lot of people can probably deduce what you said in that chat. So we'll just let it sit there. Lord Kev coming in with some love. Well, thank you. Something about ponytails and hoodies. Well, that's pretty much what I wear whenever freaking possible. So if you like that look, you're going to get to see it a lot here on Fightful. I host a lot of shows here and I wear it a lot. But
same. You'll see me.
Meet Normus saying, Kate, one more from Tuesday. Your internet is on the fritz and tantrums. I'll show myself out. On Tuesday nights, we do a very fun thing where we have wrestling puns combined with something else. And Tuesdays was music puns because of Joe Hendry's concert. So if you want to get sour on Sour Graps reviewing NXT, come hang out there. But We move on with Will's chat here saying, when is Triple H going to cut the check to y'all? The Latinos are winning. That is true. Santos Escobar and Andrade both winning today. And the new Blair Witch faction. Oh, I love that. Blair Witch faction. The Blair Witch faction. Well, I am kind of conflicted about this, but let's talk about what we got tonight with our women's tag team title picture. I will say, I probably should have seen this coming and I didn't, but there's a few things that are confusing here. We get a DQ ending in this because we get interference from Blair Davenport. Now, this is good. We've been talking about how Blair Davenport is a great wrestler who needs some creative direction, that they really haven't heated her up or gotten her going. The Blair Witch faction, that rules, is a good way to go about business. I was honestly expecting either the Unholy Union to drop because it felt like they won as a fluke, or I was expecting a heel turn from Bianca on Jade or vice versa. We got neither tonight. I'm assuming that DQ means that Jade and Bianca are probably going to have to find a friend as well. So we'll see what happens there. But I am very glad that the Unholy Union didn't drop tonight, because they've had like one defense and it's been on NXT. And before they won the titles, they weren't on TV for like a year. I want them to be established because they can wrestle, man. They're really good. I don't have to tell you, you're in love with them, but
I'm in love.
The NXT tag title match on Tuesday, and it was so good and it was so refreshing just to see them show out. So absolutely love that. Kind of confused because it feels like we have like an unintentional women's trios division. You have Damage Control, you have the TikTok tag team with Lyra Valkyria. Now you have the Unholy Union with Blair Davenport. I don't know where we're going with all that. You have Shayna, Sonya, and Zoe. Like, there's all these women's trios that are looming around, but you can't, there's not like a trio's belt, certainly. So what do we do with that? It's kind of an odd thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad about this. I just didn't expect it, and I'm intrigued to see where it goes. I know that you love your spooky Scottish witches that aren't really spooky or witches anymore, but we can
only getting there.
They'll turn back that way after once Halloween comes around, the burr months, as you like to say.
The burrs.
What did you think of this match? And are you intrigued to see where this goes too? I'm kind of into it.
Listen, I'm in love with Isla Dawn. It's just,
I know you are, Pumpkin.
Can we just admire her in her wrestling, please, dear God?
She can talk for
an hour and a half on her and her smile and just in all seriousness, though. Oh, trust me, I am. For her. I think that it's a little I didn't want it to end the way it did, right? Where someone had to come in and kind of like you know, end the match via DQ. I could understand that they're trying to add a little bit of flair into this. Again, this is
one of them going clean, so it would be stronger. You mean like yes. That? It would be like they haven't had a lot of defenses. Get a strong one under your belt. I get you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, also, where are we going? Are we now looking into trios titles for the women? We can barely defend the tag teams. I don't know. I don't understand what just happened there. I'm completely lost, because I feel like the only way that you're gonna make these titles mean something and make the tag teams, the women tag teams, feel bigger than what they are, is if you let them fight and you let them, you know, do what they got to do in the ring. And this was a perfect example where you have, you know, I don't know, Alba Fire kind of go up against these two behemoth of women that could literally crush me with their legs and take the air out of my body. Like, come on, man. Like, these two goddesses were getting their butt whipped a little bit there. Tables were turned. And then she comes out. I'm like, oh, man. As soon as I saw her coming, I'm like, I don't even know why they're doing this. Like, they should have just found an easier way for them to win that match, right? Like, something else in the ring. A little, you know, like Solo did. He spiked Tommaso Ciampa right in the throat. Find something, you know?
I'm with you. I feel like they could have used a clean defense to make them appear stronger as a tag team. My other thing is, Blair Davenport wrestles bigger than she is. And I mean that in a very positive way. She gives you the illusion that she is like a heavy because of the style that she wrestles and the way that she carries herself. She's taller than a lot of the gals in wrestling, but yeah, she's not like bigger than a Kaylee Ray, right? So that's my kind of thing too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do is it's like she's not really there as a heavy or something. So right. I am intrigued to see where it goes. I don't disagree that it would have been nice if they had like five really strong defenses under their belt before they chose to do something like this. But like also my kingdom for Blair Davenport to have consistent creative on television. So it's a little bit back and forth for me, but I get what you're saying. Akil with a really sweet chat. Thank you so much. Thank first super chat. Thank you for
first
always
super chat.
Up.
Congratulations.
For marginalized communities, I always will, and will always be mouthy about it. And I am just very thankful that I work somewhere that is full of people, A, that also do the same thing that starts with Sean, and B, give me the space to be able to do that. Because it's not fun, and I get a lot of people that don't share that opinion that come after me. But I'm just very thankful that I work somewhere that recognizes there are a lot more important things in this world than professional wrestling, even though everybody here is extremely dedicated to it. So thank you for the chat. That is very kind. And that means more to me than you probably even realize. So thank you. Will saying, with all these women's factions and WWE, is Rossi from Marigold oozing this? You know, they just had the Japan run. Maybe they're feeling a little inspired. I love women's factions because it also helps the amount of talent that get on TV. Like, that's awesome. Yeah. The idea that at AEW, Mercedes is going to have Camille and maybe add the Renegade Twins or whatever. Like, that rules because we're getting a better talent rotation there. All these trios, the ones I just named in WWE, like, the more women on my screen, the better. It's what I complain about all the time. So I love that we're getting that. And if you are topped out on the amount of match time that you want to dedicate to giving to women's matches, whether that's network or your own creative decisions.
Right.
I still have my qualms, but it is good. It's great to get more women on television. So some good stuff there. But we move along. We're moving along quick in this show because there wasn't a ton tons to talk about. We did talk about the main event at the beginning of the show. So we're like a little bit coming down the end of this, having already talked about the main event, but we get Nia in the back with a new Money in the bank briefcase. Say that 10 times fast for Tiffany Stratton. It reminds Tiffany not to cash in on her, and Chelsea Green doing what Chelsea Green does best. She and Piper Niven come over. Chelsea Green makes fun of the briefcase and complains that Tiffany cost her the briefcase, which I thought was good, that they're continuing to build stories that came out of Money in the Bank. And Tiffany says green is not her color and wanders off. And Chelsea Green gives the most face ever.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
I adore that. But this is good. I feel like I assumed Tiffany was cashing in tomorrow. Maybe not, since we just got the briefcase. If so, I feel like that means Nia is winning and Tiffany maybe cashes in on her at Bad Blood, because they would in fact have Bad Blood if that was the case. I still think tomorrow's the better call. Like, Nia beats Bailey up really bad and then Tiffany takes advantage. But it does feel kind of sus that we just got the pink briefcase today. Like, are they going to put him on clearance tomorrow? That feels abrupt, but what were your thoughts on this backstage that we got?
Yeah, it was cool. I like the fact that, you know, we've been calling it about the pink briefcase and there it is, you know, got the email from WWE shop saying that there was, I can get one. So marketing is on point when it comes to the, you know, what they're doing there. I love Nia. You know, her reign back into WWE has been a lot stronger and built way better than anything she's ever had. Besides punching Becky in the mouth and having her bleed, there's nothing else outside of that I can recall. And this now is meaningful. I don't know. I know you just mentioned the, you know, about SummerSlam and whatnot. I feel like she is going to cash in, but I feel like they're going to extend the feud between her and Nia. It doesn't have to necessarily happen right now, or, you know, like, it could get really good. It could get really mouthy between them. And I think that would be fun. You know, I love that line that she says, you know, we no longer could be the princess and the queen. I love that. Like, she was like, you know what I'm saying? I will punch your lights out. So. Oh, no, you're muted. We lost you, Kate.
I keep forgetting. I keep muting myself because my headphones aren't working. So,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I just was muting myself so our wonderful viewers would not be getting a bunch of feedback. But we're going to bring on Alex Pulaski. I'm going to say, if anything to do with Logan Paul as a person was on his rant list, to take it off, because I went on about it for so long. And we can save it for behind the paywall tomorrow. But Alex Pulaski, bringing us the sour fower usually. How are you, Pulaski? Are you ready for some SummerSlam with moi tomorrow?
Oh, with you always. I don't know if it's part of the sour fower, but Jade Cargill obviously stealing your hairdo and not allowed. The bangs are reserved for Kate.
Thank you Fridays. Very much. And it's even like the same length. And
I mean, what are we doing here? Come on, Jade. That's gimmick infringement of the highest order.
Here's the next thing.
It's like, does Kate get in there and like gorilla press slam people? No, because she has decorum. Okay.
Alex, the thing is, it's like, it's one thing to steal my physique, as Jade already did. Like, yeah, I have the abs. I already am built like her in so many ways. I basically dress like that all the time. This is a little more casual, arguably. But for her to come after my hair when I've she's so blatantly ripped off my 47,000 abs in midsection.
Yeah, no, you filed a copyright for it, obviously. Like, nobody else can have that.
I filed a copyright for that. People are filing copyrights for valvenus.com. I mean, it's a whole thing. Who wore it better? Obviously me. So it is.
I agree.
The theme from SmackDown tonight for me was a bunch of stuff that was bad, but a necessary evil to get other good things.
Yeah.
And hey, this is cool, but also that means that a bad thing has to happen. Like, I love the idea of a three-way women's trios feud with all nine of those women. With, like, if you put Sonya and Zoe and Shayna on Raw with the non-spooky British Isles muggles. Because they're not even Scottish anymore. They put in Blair Davenport. You can't call them Scottish. And then you throw Naomi in with Blair and Jade. That's an awesome three-way women's trios feud where the women's tag belts are kind of an afterthought. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be there, but it's not about them. And so, that kind of sucks. But also, like, hey, I mean, it feel really bad for Baron Corbin that his former tag partner is going to become Intercontinental Champion tomorrow, and he's teaming with Apollo Crews. They're doing really good work, but if you have to pick one to push, Apollo Crews and Baron Corbin or Santos, you have to pick Santos. That's a necessary evil. You got to pick one of the two. And also, like, do I hate it that DIY had a tag title reign of 5 minutes?
Yeah.
We're talking about that. Johnny Gargano lost in his hometown? Yeah. Do I love that Jacob Fatu is the most dangerous man in the history of wrestling? Yes. Do I love that they put a gold belt on that dude within, like, again, 5 minutes of him showing up? Yeah. Like, one of those things has to happen. And, like, I just, like, it's that it sucks. Everything sucks, but also everything is pretty good, but also everything sucks. Like, it's the analogy I used was, like, you go to a steakhouse and the mashed potatoes are the best you've ever had. But the steak is a brick. Like, you know what I mean? Like the mashed potatoes are so good. My compliments to the chef on the potatoes. I want the chef jailed for this steak. Like, both of those things can be happening at the same time.
It's almost like a monkey's paw. Tibbick Fowl saying, just joined. Here are some monies to support folks that recognize Logan Paul as a piece of trash. It's probably the thing I talked about the most on the show. So God bless for those of you who stuck around for it. Props to Isla and Ava for their tweets yesterday. Yeah, I'm glad people spoke up about it. And I'm glad there was no like, hey, it's bad PR. Can you take it down? Like, right. It was a proportionate response, which I think is good. But Second Lieutenant Colonel Photo saying, I'm halfway done with the influencer cake cartoon. Alexis, what tone do you want your cartoon to take on? Oh my goodness.
Wow.
I think clearly, like, clavicle risque.
Yeah, no.
Like, yeah, make it sexy. I need it to be sexy. Very sexy. Like
cover of a romance novel, sexy.
Like, think. Yeah, yes. Think that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. And yes, like, think of him in love with like Isla Dawn, like that. Like,
just, yeah, yes.
You know?
Yeah, that's a hard stretch. You only say it on here every single week. But thank you so much for the support. You're so wonderful to us. Why don't we, real quick, because this was such a short review show, we can quickly talk about Rampage. Mostly because I love MXM and
they're so good, they had you guys.
A promo and a match. How did that go, Alex?
The promo was excellent. They say Private Party likes their shots. We also like shots. And I was like, say back shots. They said beauty shots, which is fine. That's a tribute to Tyler Breeze. That's okay. But no, the match was excellent. Honestly, it boggles my mind that Private Party has had 0 days as champion in either AEW or ROH in 5 years. That has to be rectified. But MXM won. They used their ridiculous, looks like it should kill a guy, double finisher. Yeah, like that thing, that's just the most elevated DDT in the history of the world. And it was a really, really great match. MXM should be the next tag team champions. And if they're not, they should be the ones after that. And the only reason that might be the case is if the next tag team champions are GYV. Like, that's it. If GYV shows up out of the blue at All In and wins the tag belts, that's allowed. Other than that, no one else should be the next tag champs other than MXM. They are it. Every all up and down my timeline, it's people going, I honestly thought these guys were like a meme act, but they're really good. Like, that's,
I've said on ROH, it feels like we're popping at the things they do because we're not laughing with them, right? But we're laughing at the things that they do to make us laugh, where I felt like we were laughing at them in WWE presentation. So I feel like people realize how invaluable that aspect of it is, like, which is awesome, and they can go. But you'll also like get Mansoor jumping into Mason's arms. Mm-hmm. Great time. Yeah. The rest of Rampage, we'll run it down for you real quick. Wheeler Yuta with Brian Danielson defeating the Butcher with the cattle mutilation. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. That was cool. That was very cool.
Brian Cage defeating Mandy Lowe with the Weapon X.
Yeah, and then backstage, he talks some crap to Kyle Fletcher, who challenges him to a match at Collision. And Don Callis is like, what are you doing? That's Brian Cage. Why are we getting involved in this? And Kyle's like, shut up, Don. I got a thing to do. And I'm like, this is amazing. We're getting Kyle Fletcher breaking away. That could only mean Mark Davis is getting healthy. Let's reunite UE.
Oh, I miss them. I miss them. If they were ready to go by Wembley, I think it's still early, but that would be amazing. Nyla Rose defeats Harley Cameron by reversing a Bronco Buster into a Beast Bomb.
Yeah, this was really good. Harley Cameron, or as Linda calls her, Harley Cameroon, just really impressed me. Again, I thought she was a meme act, but I was not familiar with her game. but like Nyla and her had a very, very good match. Long, like very, very good match.
That makes me very happy to hear from both of them, because that division, every week I get to be happier about it. And that was not the case for like 4.5 years. So we got Brian Keith with Jericho and Big Bill defeating Jackson Drake. Glad Brian Keith got a singles match. That's good.
Yeah, I muted it.
Shibata interview says Samoa Joe and Hook want revenge on the Learning Tree sooner than later. Oh my God, they're actually trapped in the Jericho Vortex.
Yes. The big news to come out of this backstage segment is that Shibata says through his Google Translator that he has family in Winston-Salem. So they will be in the audience to watch him beat up Brian Keith. Now, Dynamite.
Yeah. That rules. Good for him. a vignette previewing a match that I'm not going to make you talk about, because that's going to make you sad. But and then your main event, MXM defeating Private Party with the centerfolds. That sounds like a good little rampage. I'm glad we got to talk about it on here,
too. Because
this is a good segue into the end of the show. No Collision post show tomorrow. No Fightful 3-hour pre-show either, disappointingly. But what are you going to do?
Sorry.
You will have your SummerSlam show here on the main channel with Phil, Lindsay, and Reg. You can also hang out with me and Alex behind the paywall. FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the biz. You're going to have so many scoops. You're going to have the Discord to hang out with while SummerSlam is going on and talk to people who are there for the right reasons. And then you can hang out with me and Alex talking all about SummerSlam. And Sean, bringing you interviews and coverage. We got you covered for SummerSlam weekend.
Sean sacrifices so much for you people. He went to Cleveland. Like, honestly.
Some people say Cleveland rocks. I don't know.
I would call those people's judgment into question. Because, I mean, honestly.
It's true. It's true.
I did stay there one time and there was nothing. There was a coffee shop.
He went to Cleveland when it was expensive to go to Cleveland, too. Yeah. Like, that's how much Sean loves you guys. But, guys, please support all of our wonderful sponsors today. You're going to hear all about that swag golf drop that's coming up this weekend. So excited to have them on board through Wednesday to tell you all about their awesome swag that they have going on. But before we get out of here, Cardozo, where can the people find you?
You can find me easy by going to the Instagrams, as the kid likes to call it today, and finding Alexis Cardoza. And so for you amazing Fightful Faithful here, I like to come and hang out. The project in question is called Lucha Libre Behind the Mask, narrated by Santos Escobar. Make sure you check that out. It's dropping, I believe, either August 22nd or 28th. One of the two. It's dropping towards the end of August. You know I'm going to be here promoting it. So it's called, once again, Lucha Libre Behind the Mask. It's going to be both in English and Spanish. So those of you who don't you know, and he's narrating both. So it's not like him just doing Spanish and then someone. No, he's doing both English and Spanish. So can't wait for you guys to listen to that. I reached out. I said, hey, I got something for you. The powers that be. Thank you. The powers that be at WWE got back to me and said, yeah, we'll let them do it. Because they own people. And
that's true. They do. They do that.
And here we are. Hopefully this opens a lot of more doors for him, and especially for the Latin community.
I love that, and I love that our chat is already excited about it. Stay tuned for more information about that. I'm sure you'll see some Fightful articles about that in the future as well, but I'm going to do Alex Pulaski's plugs for him, because you can find him on social media at Alex Sourgraps, and you can also find him on Fightful Select doing a bunch of shows with me, and then on Wednesday he's on the main channel with Sean, but mostly with me, and we're weird. We have so much fun. Seriously, we get sour about the creative, but we have so much fun. So come hang out with us. You can find me at Miss Kate Fabe on social media. You can find me all over the place on this channel, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays on the main channel here with your NXT, ROH, and SmackDown post shows, Wednesdays at the Mark Order Podcast, talking all things All Elite. But this weekend, I'm at Speedy Fest in Binghamton, New York. That's why I'm broadcasting from here. Three shows for Excite Wrestling. That's three times I get to go to the pay window on top of my Fightful schedule. But what's really exciting is on Sunday, you get to feast your eyes because Dijak is coming into ratio everybody at Excite.
Wow.
Stratus is there tomorrow. She'll be the second prettiest person next to me, I'm sure. If you're in the area, come to Speedy Fest. You can watch on IWTV as well. We thank you guys so much for joining us. Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. Stay tuned to Fightful. We love you guys so much. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Biggest party of the summer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.